Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the 8th chapter. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them." When he entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward to him, appealing to him, "Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly." And he said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. But only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, "Truly I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." But to the centurion Jesus said, "Go, let it be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was healed at that very moment. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Three phrases from today's gospel have found their way into our common use in the church. The first is said by both the leper and this centurion. They both address Jesus as Lord, and they use the Greek word Kyrie. Sometimes this word can just mean a polite sir, but you and I know this word and how much more it means. We still sing Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. The Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, is really our most basic Christian prayer. If you ever don't know what to pray, pray, Lord have mercy. Because this prayer includes every other prayer, it sums all of them up. It's also a confession of who our God is. Jesus Christ is Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And he shows his almighty power chiefly in showing mercy. Now we know that this leper that is healed today is a Jew because Jesus sends him off to the priests. But the centurion also calls Jesus Lord and receives healing also. Jesus marvels at his faith and says, "Amen to him. I tell you, many shall come from the east and the west to sit at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." You see that the Gentiles are also welcome. The nations that we heard are welcome to praise. Everyone who trusts in the Lord Jesus as Lord is a true son of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and you have his mercy. The faith of the Jewish leper is eclipsed, though, with the second saying that comes from the Roman centurion. He says this, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed." And at this, Jesus marvels. This faith is not just a cry for mercy, but it is a cry that is mixed with confidence and with humility. Now, at first, confidence and humility might seem to be opposites, that they shouldn't go together, but they really do. The man is humble toward himself. The Savior of the Jews, he owes nothing to a Gentile Roman. It's also true, though, that God owes nothing to sinners like us. The centurion acknowledges this, and he has no confidence in himself or in his status or his works or his origins or his background or anything that is his. And yet, at the very same time, he is entirely confident, not shy. He is confident in Christ's words. And Jesus praises that kind of confidence in us. It is not arrogant to take Jesus at his word and to believe what he says, to believe that he will do just what he has said he will do. That's an authority that he has, and to use the centurion's terms, Jesus has this authority in heaven and on earth. He knows it. Jesus is the one whose word created light and the whole universe and everything in it. His word just made that leper clean. His word forgives sinners and welcomes them unafraid, confident, into his presence. Only say it, Lord, and it will be amen. It will be so. Now, this little marvelous prayer of faith, humble with respect to us sinners, but confident with respect to God's sure promises, this is the traditional prayer in the Christian church that is prayed before we receive the Lord's Supper. Pastors still pray this quietly to themselves before they eat Christ's body and distribute it to us. But you also, in your pew or on the way up to walk up or as you kneel at the rail, you can pray this same prayer too. We adjust it slightly so we can apply it to ourselves. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, under our houses, yes, but all the more even that he should come under the roof of our mouth in the sacrament. But say the word, Lord, and your servant will be healed. Isn't that the truth? Only his word, his forgiveness, can make me worthy to receive him. But that's exactly what his word does. You've learned this from the catechism. That person is truly worthy and well prepared who has faith in these words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Whoever believes Jesus' words has exactly what they say. Because the Lord is no liar, after all. He is willing, and his word does what it says. Now, the final phrase from today's Bible passage that makes it into our common use is what Jesus says to that centurion. Let it be done for you as you believe. Pastors speak these words before they pronounce the absolution individually to Christians who come seeking it. And the point here is that Jesus wants his word to be believed by us. He wants it to be believed and desired and sought and received by everyone. His words are never a joke, they're never a trick, and they're never wasted on us. His Father has given him an authority to forgive sins on earth, to accomplish it by his death, to proclaim it to everyone. And Jesus, in turn, gives this authority to men, to his church. And we believe that when the called ministers of Christ deal with us by his divine command, that we are not just hearing our pastors' ideas and words, but we are hearing God's own ideas and words, that you are forgiven. And that's with all the power of Jesus' blood behind it. And that's why the pastor always asks individually to anybody who comes to confess their sins, he always asks, do you believe that the forgiveness that I speak is God's own forgiveness? Because if it were only my words, a man's words, well, they'd mean very little. But since they are the Lord's command with his authority, then you know that your faith is not in vain. Then you know that you will have exactly what God says. Let it be done for you as you believe, Jesus says. And you, his servant, are healed in that very hour. Our Lord Jesus Christ has mercy on you. His word does what it says. So let it be to you also according to that word. Believe it, and let it be done for you as you believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.